All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Invincible Compendium 1. Now, this is all I have, guys. Like, if you literally type in the word Invincible in my comics collection, you'll just find this. So, what I need you guys to do is be on the lookout, because if they have more Invincible comic bundles, Image comic bundles, maybe they'll have the rest of it. Like, they've got one right now, which has some pretty hardcore comics, so I'm going to warn you guys on that one. But they've got a Leading Ladies bundle, which has all of Saga and there's some more adult stuff, like Crave and Lovesick, which you're like, oh my god, Grim, I can't believe. Just, you know, if you're not into it, that's cool. But there's a lot of books there. Of course, there's The Complete Bitch Planet, which we covered. It wasn't that great, and you guys really didn't care for it. But it's there, and there's a lot of other stuff there. So definitely give that one a try, if you want to support Image. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, I want to let you guys know that this is the source material, if you can't see by the cover there. This is not going to be anything like the Amazon adaptation. They've probably neutered a lot of it. They've probably taken a lot of things out that might be offensive. But this is the way that Robert Kirkman, Corey Walker, and Ryan Ottley originally made this book. Okay? This is the source material. So don't go complaining to me if you hear a word you don't like, because that's just the way it was originally written. You can take it out on these three guys here. See those? You go complain to them on Twitter or whatever. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. I think you guys use what, Threads now? Some people use X, some people use Blue Sky. Man, we're all fragmented. Just whatever, if you want to complain. But let's get started. All right, so... All right, issue 7... Trying to see how much this is. 0 to 47. Okay. So there's like 47 books in this. We're only doing 3. We're doing 3 every third week of each month. So I think that'll be good. And hopefully we'll get to the point to where a new Image bundle comes out and it has the rest. That way we can finish and do all of it. Issue 1. You know, you really ruined my afternoon. Well, now that I've got you all to myself. Ka-thoom! Thoom! Ugh. If I keep this up, I'm going to give myself a heart attack. 4 months ago. If you keep that up, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. Bang, bang. Jesus, Mom, I'm just reading a comic book. I'll be out in a minute. Well, you need to stop reading that comic book and start getting ready. You're going to be late for school. Don't worry, I won't be late. See, what'd I tell you? Ready with 10 minutes to spare. I should never have doubted you, son. Where's Dad at? Did he come home? Did he come home late last night? No, he's had a lot of trouble at work lately. I just wish I knew where he was. Can you turn the TV on, please? Sure. Using a dragon-like monster to enslave a portion of Taiwan, new reports reveal the blurred figure seen in this amateur photograph to be none other than Omni-Man, defender of democracy. Eyewitness reports that the battle has been raging for nearly 10 hours, destroying portions of the town in its wake. Stay tuned to Channel 6 Action News for any further information. Well, now you know where he is. I hope he brings back something nice for me. I've never been to Taiwan. Hey, Mark, wait up! Oh, hey, William, what's up? A few of us are going to go hang out at Shenanigans tonight. Do you want to tag along? No can do, pal. I've got to be at Burger Mart in about 20 minutes. Oh yeah, forgot about you having the job. Sucks to be you. Thanks, man. I'll see you later. It's about time. Let's go ahead and start. It doesn't look like he's going to be home anytime soon. I had a pretty interesting day. Whoosh!
Sorry, I'm late. There was an enchanted flood in Egypt I had to deal with on the way over.
Did you take care of that dragon?
Yeah, once I found out who was controlling the thing, there wasn't much to it. The hard part was keeping the civilians safe while I figured out who was behind it all.
Your publisher called. He wanted to check and see how the next book was coming along. I told him you were on one of your research trips.
I guess I'll take a day off this weekend and write a book for them. I have to pick up a couple of spare keyboards. I hope the Guardians of the Globe can cover for me.
So, how was your day, Mark?
Fine. I think I'm finally getting superpowers.
That's nice. Can you pass the potatoes?
Okay. Dad says it's a reflex. So, if I can fly, it should just happen when I jump off.
As long as I have my dad's invulnerability, this shouldn't even hurt if I hit the ground.
But if I can't fly yet, then it's possible that I'm not invulnerable yet. Oh, what the heck?
Whoa! Too cool!
Boy, we really screwed that one up. We? Oh, so it's my fault the cops showed up so quick.
It was a diamond heist. We knew there would be cops there. Why do you think we brought you along?
You were there to take care of the cops so we could calmly make our getaway.
You weren't supposed to run with us, you idiot.
Just because bullets bounce off me doesn't mean they feel like back rubs. There are at least 6 cops back there ready to open fire. Besides, they won't catch us.
Whatever, just get us over that fence.
Pow! Boom! Crack! Who the hell are you? Are you trying to stop us or rob us? Boom!
Sorry about that. I guess the outfit could be a bit misleading. I'm sure my intentions are clear now.
What in God's name are you wearing?
And isn't it a bit early to be doing this? You've had your powers for what, a week?
2 weeks, actually.
I'm still getting the hang of it. I've been wearing this when I practice flying so people won't recognize me. I spotted these guys and just couldn't let them get away.
Well, I can't have you running around looking that ridiculous. It sounds like the police are here to pick up these sleeping beauties, so come on.
Wee-oo-wee-oo-wee-oo-wee-oo.
I'm going to introduce you to a guy that can help you out.
Prom dresses by day, nuclear-powered suits of armor by night. With your standard spandex number thrown in every now and then for good measure. I've had this secret workshop here forever.
Well, how does it feel?
I don't know about this orange and yellow. I mean, it sings, but I don't think it's the tune we're looking for. And what's with all these weird disc things?
They're solar batteries. I designed that costume back when I was under the impression that you and your dad's powers were solar-based. It's a common mistake. Don't worry about it.
Beep, 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 beep.
Crap! Gridlock is tearing up the east side bridge. I've got to go. Use the north. Whoosh! Hatch. Never mind.
Sorry about that. You get used to it after a while.
You don't have to apologize to me. I've been working with your father for years. I know he has bigger priorities than looking at silly clothes.
So, what do you think of the costume? Be honest.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem iconic. You know what I mean?
All too well. I hear that all the time. Everyone wants iconic costumes, but no one knows what that means.
Look, iconic is a little tricky to do, but your dad is, well, your dad.
So I'll give it a shot, but I'm going to need to know what your name is.
Excuse me, I'm going to need to know what your name is going to be.
That helps.
Have you decided on a name yet?
No, I haven't even really thought about it.
Well, see if you can come up with a few good ones before you come back here. Then we'll see if I can't whip up something more iconic based on the name.
Okay, we're closing in on the end of the period, and I can tell by how many of you are done that you need more time.
Go ahead and take them home to finish. Just make sure you don't thank me for my sympathy by not doing the work tonight.
Screw that. I got football practice tonight.
But I thought we were going out for pizza.
Trust me, babe. I'm not in it for the pizza.
Can you stay after class, Derek? I need to speak with you.
What did I do?
Slayer.
So you think you can say that again? And this time say it to my face.
Just leave me alone.
Not so brave when I'm right here in front of you, are you?
Hey man, why don't you just listen to the guy and leave him alone? What are you trying to prove?
What's the matter? You feeling left out or something? Well, I'm sure I can make you feel included.
How's this?
Thwap!
Tool.
Wham!
Or maybe that's a doom! Ugh! Don't mess with him again, man. What the heck is going on here? Just tell me what happened, Mr. Grayson. He was picking on Steve White, the kid who has the locker next to me. I asked him to leave Steve alone, so he pushed me. Then I pushed him back. I didn't mean to hurt him. That boy has a history of causing trouble. You don't. You're a good kid, Mark. I don't want to see you start down that path. Don't worry about that. My nose is deep in the books. I've got to get into a good college next year. I know how important this stuff is. I just don't like watching kids get picked on. I understand that, and to be quite honest, I condone it. But you should have gotten a teacher or one of the security guards. That boy was almost twice your size. It's not your responsibility to protect the other kids here. You're not invincible, you know. Nobody moves. Nobody gets hurt. We want your money, not your lives. It's all here. It better be, or we'll be back. Come on, boys. We're out of here.
I mean, at least they're honest.
Come on! The cops must be on their way by now! Move! Steve!
Ugh. I mean, see, that's one thing. You know, we have robbers. Sometimes they always want to take, like, a casualty. And these guys are like, you know what? We just want the money. We don't want to kill anybody. We just want the money. At least they're honest. They don't have to make a point. They don't have to kill some defenseless person. They're just like, hey, this is all about the money. We're out. I wish more robbers would be like that.
Not that we're condoning robbery here. You guys looking for this? Drop it, freak, or I'm gonna blow you away. I wouldn't try that. I'm invincible. Issue 2. Okay, son. You may have noticed by now that I'm not like normal dads. I've avoided the subject for far too many years, and your mother and I have decided that it's time you knew the truth. We think you're old enough for me to tell you where I really come from. Billions of miles from here, out in deep space, is the planet Viltrum. A cool blue oasis alone in a solar system much like our own. I was born on this planet. Its people are not completely unlike humans, although they and I have abilities in addition to what humans have. We can fly, move at super speed, and possess great strength by human standards. Viltrum was a planet that had achieved a perfect global society. There was no illness, no murder, no war. It was a relative utopia. With no conflict at hand, our High Council refused to let our society become complacent. Council members argued that rather than revel in our newfound perfection, we should take it upon ourselves to ensure that other races, lesser developed than our own, should be allowed to develop to our level of advancement. It was agreed upon unanimously. Shortly after the High Council had approved the idea, the World Betterment Committee was formed. The first step of the initiative was to locate other planets that were in a crucial state of development. Planets that were far enough along that the possibility of greatness was there, but were not so far along that their outcome was already decided. The second step was to install global defense systems to protect the planet from space-borne menaces, both natural and unnatural, that might prevent the survival of the civilization. The final step was to send a team of scientists down to the planet's surface to assist in the advancement of the civilization's technologies. This team would stay behind on the planet, monitoring its progress. Word traveled around our planet about how much good the World Betterment Committee was doing. Soon, it was the most popular profession on Viltrum. Of course, when I came of age, I signed up for duty. I was on the search committee. My job was to locate and suggest planets that might be eligible for our interference. By then, the operation had been expanded and perfected. I was stationed on a mobile base that traveled from planet to planet as we discovered them. I was in my third year of service when I discovered Earth. I convinced the committee to do a physical inspection of the planet. During the long journey to Earth, I used our long-range sensors to study the planet and the civilization that lived there. By the time we arrived, I had grown fond of Earth and the people on it. I was fascinated by the achievements they had accomplished in such a short time. I pleaded for authorization to add Earth to our betterment schedule, but it was deemed too crude and not developed enough for our interference. I refused to give up and offered an alternate solution. I volunteered to relocate to Earth and be its sole protector, dedicated to the survival of its civilization. Due to Earth's location in such a remote area of the universe, I was warned that there might not be any chance of returning. I went anyway. No amount of research could have prepared me for what I would experience upon my arrival. Earth was a vibrant nest of individuality. I marveled at the people I saw as they scurried about their daily lives. It was there, among the people, that I instantly knew I had made the right choice. I might have even forgotten what my mission on Earth was, had I not been so abruptly reminded. With my mission clearly at hand, I went to work. The people of Earth needed someone to keep them safe, and I was here to protect them. It was less than a year before I met your mother, but that's a story for another time. I know this is a lot to take in at one time, but you're old enough to know the truth, and unfortunately, I'm not done yet. On top of all this, there's more. You see, you're getting older, son. Things are going to start to change for you in a few years as you hit puberty. You're going to start to get acne. Your voice will start to crack and eventually change. You'll begin to grow hair in strange and new places. You're going to start looking at girls in a whole new light. There's a good chance that you're going to start to develop superpowers. Super strength, super speed, flight, the whole bit. All the powers I have. Mark, do you understand? Wow, I'm going to be able to fly? Yeah, I can fly. Ugh, screw this. What the? Is he stealing game boxes? Eh? Back off! Pow! Toom! Aren't you out a little past your bedtime, young man? Actually, yeah. Boom! That was a BB. You don't want to see what I can do with a golf ball. Now, who started it? I'll give you one guess. Scrap-boom! Way to go, Rex. We had the element of surprise. Sorry, bot. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, try to leave the good ideas up to me. And, we're gonna need one real soon. You got that right. Crack! Wow. Never mind. Nice job, kid. I'll have another vehicle sent to us by remote. Kate, pull our friend Mauler out of the way so we won't attract too much attention. Nice costume, man. Sorry, there wasn't a phone booth handy. Do I know you? You know, you do look familiar. Well, our ride's here, but I can see that a brief introduction is needed before we depart. We're the Teen Team. I'm Robot. You've met Adam Eve. That's Rexplode, with Duplicate rounding out the team. And you? I mean, Invincible. Cute. Nice to meet you. See you around. Ha! I knew it! Hey, it's you! We've been in physics together all this time. Mark, right? Yeah, is there any way you can keep this to yourself? You never know when one of your teammates is gonna go crazy and become the next villain. Oh, that only happens in comic books. It's always better to play it safe. Yeah. Sorry about all that. I'm not used to these late nights. I'm still new to this. I just hit 2 months. You'll get the hang of it. Teen superheroes start drinking coffee at an early age. Listen, we're following up on the incident from last night today. You're welcome to tag along if you'd like. I'd love to. Why are we going out here? Do you take the bus to your team's secret base? Are you kidding me? I can fly. Come on, we can change back there. So, you come here often? Every day. Nice place. Do you know of any other secluded places around here? Wow, that was quick. Excuse me, I messed the voices up a little bit. Do you know of any other secluded places around here? Wow, that was quick. Thanks. I guess not, but now that we're in costume, how do we get out of here without being spotted? You'd be surprised how rarely people ever look up. A bridge, huh? You're late. I'll assume that's our new friend from last night with you. Good. Oh, and he's wearing a much nicer costume. Kate and Rex are out on another mission. He'll be of good use tonight. Speaking of which, if you had gotten here 3 minutes later, I would have had to do this alone. Come on. I erased Mahler's memories from last night and left him close to the toy store he robbed. He'll be disoriented and will more than likely seek out familiar ground. My hypothesis is that he will lead us to his base and we'll be able to figure out what his plans for the video game systems were. I think I know. I've been tracking him from here, but we need to be on site when he arrives. I was afraid I was going to have to leave without you. Sorry about that. Don't worry about it. I'm not even sure I'll need you. There he is. Where have you been? We need those processors. We're not going to have enough to power the robots without that new shipment. I don't know what happened. All last night is a blur. I remember going out to get the new shipment at the Toys B Wee, and then nothing. So I came back. I don't think you realize how important our work here is. We badly need those extra processors. That shipment is already in stock by now, and they won't be receiving another for nearly a month. I'm not sure our plans can wait that long. I think we've heard enough. Keep the other one from activating the robots. I'll deal with this one. What makes you think we need the robots to defeat you? Let go! Crack! I don't know what you hope to accomplish here. You're obviously in over your head. You're obviously not paying attention. Bzeech! It will take more than that. I'll see what I can do. Choom! Thanks for the help, Invincible. You seem to be a pretty useful guy. Think you might be interested in staying with us? I'll think about it. Is it always this easy? Yeah. Where am I? What the? Boom! Last one. Issue 3. We are currently working with the authorities to give them all the information we can in order to help them locate the missing students. I must stress to you all that this is not a reason to panic. The 3 missing students, though reported missing on different days, did know each other. It's possible this was planned by them and no foul play has taken place. Still, we called this school meeting so that the rumors wouldn't overwhelm the truth. You now know what we know. Just to be safe, try not to go anywhere alone and please report anything suspicious to either me or any of the other people you see here beside me. If you're lucky, the missing students will show up and everything will go back to normal. But until then, keep your eyes and ears open. If any of you have any questions, I'll be in my office in about 15 minutes and more than likely for the rest of the day. You can all go back to class now. Just go on to fourth period from here. People who are on first lunch period can go to the cafeteria. The bell will ring in 7 minutes. Please be where you're supposed to be by then. Everyone's thinking it, and I'm going to be the guy to say it. Whatever happened couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of guys. Jesus, Mark, that's a pretty mean thing to say. I talked to Todd a few times. I mean, I can't speak for the other two, but he at least seemed nice. You're totally clueless. Why do you think Todd Jefferson would be nice to you? Off the top of my head, I think it may have something to do with you being an extremely attractive girl. You know I'm dating Rex, right? Oh, that's not where I was going with that at all. Heh. Right. So, are you on your way to the cafeteria too, or are you just walking with me? Well, I guess we have the same lunch period, too. I can't believe we hadn't met before last month. Is this seat taken? Not at all. Have at it. Sorry if I made it weird back there. I just wanted to make sure you didn't think. Don't even think about it. It doesn't need to be brought up again. So, sure is fun being a superhero, isn't it? Did you hear there was another bombing? Robot is trying to figure out who's behind them, but the bombs are so powerful they are disintegrating all the evidence at the scene. Another bombing? That's 2 in less than 3 weeks. If you want to swing by the secret lair, or whatever the boys call it, after school today, I'm sure Robot would be glad to see you. You never did get back to him on whether or not you were going to join the team. I don't know if I can make it. I gotta work tonight. You still work at the Burger Mart? Isn't your dad a semi-famous novelist? Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I need the money. He makes me work there because he thinks it builds character. Weird. Well, I've got to get to class. See you around. Later. So the rumors are true. You guys are going out. Excuse me. We're going to try that one again. So the rumors are true. You guys are going out. Oh, hey, William. Going out where? Don't play dumb with me. You two are an item. Boyfriend and girlfriend and all the perks that come with it. Trust me, she's not my girlfriend. Grayson! Fries! We got customers waiting! Coming right up, sir! Coming right up! Do you realize how long our customers have been waiting? Don't you know that waiting customers aren't happy customers? No, I guess not. You guess? Well, you better hope come Friday that I guess that you should get paid. Now go take out the trash. I'll finish the fries. You know what? I think I'll just quit instead. Jerk! Dad's gonna kill me. Boy, that casserole sure was good, Mom. Absolutely, hon. You really outdid yourself tonight. Thanks. But you're both still going to have to do the dishes. Curses! Foiled again! So how was work today? Oh, fine. Do you want to wash or rinse? Oh, I'll be washing tonight. How many dishes did I have to hand back to you last night? I was thinking, now that you're an active superhero, you've got more important things to do than flip burgers. I don't see any reason why you just can't, any reason why you can't just quit. It's not like you ever really needed the money. I think I could manage that. Hey, Mark, what are you doing? I'm just getting ready to go out on patrol. I figured I'd take a stroll around the city by air and make sure everything's on the up and up. You mind if I tag along? I think we're about due for a team up. That'd be great. Heh, you said team up. You know, from all indications, you're not doing too bad, especially for being as new to this as you are. Thanks, Dad, I... Huh? Whoosh! Sorry about that, there was a chemical fire over at the University Science Lab. Anyway, as I was saying, you've done a lot of good these past 3 months. To be quite honest, I'm impressed. That really means a lot coming from you, Dad. Thanks. Don't thank me, son. Just keep up the good work. Look out, Dad, that dam is about to whoosh! Show off. You want to grab some lunch? Sure. So, is that going to come naturally, or am I going to have to practice? I mean, I could barely keep up with you on the way here. As you get older and your powers increase, you should be able to fly faster. To be honest, I don't know how all this is going to work. You may never get as powerful as me. I guess I couldn't complain if they never increased at all. Yeah, and another thing is that you don't even really know how to use the powers you have yet. Just wait until... Hold on. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, jeez. I'll be back in a minute. I'm gonna need your help on this one. Whoa! No time for that, son. Let's help these boys out. Goom! I'll do what I can. Pow! That's the spirit. Boom! Whoom! Sure are a lot of these guys. No kidding. There seems to be an endless stream of them coming out of that portal. Boom! Boom! Well, you're obviously not from around here. Let me help you find your way home. I think we're dealing with some sort of other dimensional army here. I don't recognize these things at all. Which means they could have an entire universe worth of soldiers ready to spill out of that thing. We've got to get them back in that portal and figure out a way to close that thing fast. Any ideas? Not yet. No. Scrag! Wait a second. Is it just me, or... are these guys getting slower? Crack! Now that you mention it, this seems to be getting easier. Jeez, Dad, this guy's aging by the minute. Time must work differently in their dimension. They're starting to drop like flies. Yeah, and if there weren't so many of them, we'd be winning this battle. Boom, 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 boom! We're not defeated yet. Rah! Get off my planet! Dad? It's okay, Dad. They're leaving. It's over. You're right. Let's go. So, does that happen often? Thankfully, no. That was not a pleasant experience. If another couple of seconds had gone by before we discovered their accelerated aging, I would have called in the Guardians of the Globe, or Megaforce, or both. Wow. I guess I didn't really notice how bad it got. Well, we made it through. Don't dwell on it. Let's just worry about getting home without running into any more trouble. We're almost there, and I'll bet your mom's almost done with Lakeside Mall. Try to keep up. Crap, what is it? No time. Crap! What's going on? Wake up! Wake up! Huh? What are you doing? Quickly, tell me who did this to you. Did what? Boom! That was one of the missing students from my school. But that would mean... Huh? Dad! Dang it! I guess I can look forward to you both being late from now on. Actually, Dad was sucked into a portal about 15 minutes ago. I don't think he'll be home tonight. It was some aliens we fought earlier today. I'm sure he's fine. Well, that's more pork chops for us. Issue 4. Alright guys, that's where we're gonna end it for now. We'll see you back here in August with more Invincible. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. I'm out.